Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hill Notes coming up in about 20 minutes or so to end the week. This is Derek from Pepperell. What's up, Derek?
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Awesome. If I was to say Buddy the Elf from your road race, you met John Wooldridge, and he said, hey, you know Derek. Do you remember
yes.
him?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. John, great guy. Great guy.
Yeah.
He listens 7:30 to 8:30. And I called Jackson yesterday, and my suggestion is try to play some Hill Notes earlier in the show for some of the people that would not normally hear it. It's turning in my mind, to the funniest part of the show. I have the opportunity, because I'm in my office, that I can listen to it. But some people at work, believe it or not, I know you probably won't believe this, cannot listen to the radio during work.
No,
so
I know that, but
suggest,
they could go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. But I don't know what would we replace earlier? Like, we don't have the time to replace it earlier.
Yeah. I understand, Derek, but it's very easy to access if you want to grab them. You get it wherever you get your podcast. Boom, Hill Notes.
But maybe.
Or maybe in the morning. Maybe in the morning, first thing in the morning, just a couple of notes from yesterday.
Oh.
You know, from that's what I'm suggesting.
Well, we could make the replay, which airs at 5:40 or whatever that is, Shime.
Yep.
All Hill Notes from the day before.
Mm.
But that would mean somebody would have to get up earlier, which I don't want to do that to people because they need their beauty rest, like especially this audience.
Are there... I'll just throw some crap at the wall here.
Oh, boy.
You know,
I'm sure you had this idea months ago.
No, maybe I'll throw it out there. Is there a way to do, and I don't know how many Hill Notes, is there a way to do like two Hill Notes throughout the day, like the first?
But I don't know where we'd have to replace something is what I'm
saying. No, I mean, maybe just drop a few extra ones in early.
But the best part is that people have the entire show to listen to and send it in during it.
Correct.
So if we did
Based
it earlier.
On something that's going on and that they're talking about.
Right. So if you did an early one and a later one, I don't know. Yeah. It's like a.
All right. Yeah. We'll take it all into a.
Take it all into
we'll
consideration.
Take it under
You know, that's what a good manager does
right.
here.
Yeah.
But you know, we were talking about this earlier, and I've been critical about Alex Cora about just him getting more of the blame at times.
Yeah.
And like what we're hearing from him now, because we've been critical about kind of making excuses for these guys playing in the cold weather. And I told you, I heard on the broadcast where they were trying to potentially change the start of the game time.
Well, is that accurate? Or that is the suggestion, is that Alex Cora wanted to change.
He said he asked Sam Kennedy to move them up for the week. And
because of the cold weather.
Yeah.
So
I mean, both teams are playing in the cold weather. Like, what are we doing?
Well, that's why I'd say, like, sometimes when we criticize these guys, we tend to leave Alex Cora off the blame pie.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, part of some of these things could be the potential of, you know, if you're willing to build in excuses for your players.
I have an idea. Not Hill Notes earlier in the day. Yeah. Why do the Red Sox train in Fort Myers if they start the season in Boston?
Right.
They should train in Alaska.
Well, I mean,
that way they're ready for the cold. Belichick practices in all seasons.
Yep.
Yeah.
When it was rain, he would wet the balls.
So you're saying they lead the league in K's, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So and double plays.
So you're saying that Alex Cora, by suggesting that they change the start time of the baseball game, is deploying an excuse as opposed to pointing the finger at himself and saying we didn't do a good enough job in Fort Myers when it came to working on hitting the baseball.
Yeah, the K's don't bother me as much. I think it's more about building in that excuse of, well, it's cold, it's cold, it's cold. And then when things maybe go bad, they'll be like, well, we can find an excuse on why it's going bad. I think that the K's are just guys, everybody now is trying to hit the ball out of the park, and they swing for the fences, and they swing at bad pitches, and, you know, there's not really a lot of patience there. But I would just say it's more of building the excuse in. Like, we get on coaches for giving their teams excuses, and I would say to Cora, like, don't even give them that out. I mean, yeah, I get it's cold for everybody, but when you start to say, you know, man, can we move the game because of this cold weather? It allows you to build in an excuse, which, you know, a lot of people don't give.
Well, I mean, I guess you have some guys on this team who have yet to play in this kind of weather. It was snowing opening day in Portland, Maine with the Sea Dogs. It was snowing,
right,
and they played the baseball game. So I.
But this is the perfect thing for fans of baseball, right? When you look at fans of baseball, this would be the perfect time to say, hey, this is why we should eliminate some games. Because then maybe we could start the season May 1st. And in all the cold weather area places, it's not just Boston, but I bet it's, you know, cold in New York.
You don't want the season to start until May 1st? Like,
what's the difference between April 1st and May 1st?
Yeah, the weather's just better.
Probably 30 days.
Yeah, exactly. But the weather's better. I mean, so why is it like, what's this whole significance of starting it April 1st?
And also, like, if I was planning on going to the games this week, I'd be happy that Alex Cora asked Sam Kennedy to move them earlier.
Well,
it stinks sitting there.
There were not a lot of people there yesterday. And so, but that's the weather.
At least it was sunny yesterday.
It's like they've done it. Like people go out in the cold and build buildings.
Yeah,
and,
but that's their job.
I mean, Greg,
you always go back to job.
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to go?
Because I care about regular people.
So what about all the regular people that want to go to the baseball game and don't want to sit in 25 degree weather? Those are regular people. So it's a way to help out regular people who spend a good amount of money, that don't want to sit out there when it's 25 degrees and drizzling, and it feels like it's 10 degrees. Start the season at the beginning of May, man.
Okay, so, and then are you going to end the season in September? Because it gets cold in October I hate to break it to people. It gets cold in October.
Right, but it's...
Average temperature warmer in April or October?
October.
I bet it's
October. So.
Yeah,
yes.
I would probably agree with Courtney.
Yeah.
You know? But that would be a way to shorten the season and, you know, make the game better for fans that live in these areas where
it's warmer in October.
Yeah. It is.
Yep.
So and average by 4 degrees.
Yep.
There you go.
So I have it by 6.
Oh, baby.
I go with Curtis because the weather's
going to be. He's the weather guy. Yeah, absolutely.
And then if they could do the World Series, you could have Wyclef do a song, Gone Till November.
Right. And how many people complain about baseball just being too long?
This is John from Gardner. Hey, John.
Good morning, good folks. Speaking of the weather, I hope the conditions out here do not portend ill things for my golf season. Gardner Municipal was scheduled to open today. Guess what we got out here?
Snow. It's snow. You have snow.
The pavement isn't covered, but the grass, my tenants' cars are completely covered. So I don't think we're going to have the opening today. Hey, listen, I've had a question about the match for a while, Greg.
Yeah.
Is it true that after arduous negotiations, that now, besides the 6 strokes you give in Chime, you have to compete with a shovel and a rake?
There is no strokes.
No strokes.
And when it comes to the match. I was earlier this morning, my good friend Walter over at Granite Links.
Great guy.
Asked what the official date is, and he is suggesting a Tuesday in May. So, although I will say this, there may we received a request for a second match. I don't want to get too deep in this, but on the road.
Yes.
On the road being another state.
Wow.
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
You are correct about that, Greg. Quite a ways away, too. Not just, yeah. You know, next neighboring state.
Yeah. But anyway.
Greg and I would have to fly together.
Well,
fly.
It might not be together, but
okay.
on
the same plane, maybe in two different sections of the plane.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. It will be at Granite Links, and it'll be in May. So weather should be fine.
Yeah,
like no complaining about
right.
The weather
we should feel good in May. And if you have one bad day in May, you can kind of live with that. And now, isn't it really like you brought up April 1st? The season starts at the end of March, so it doesn't even really matter no more. So I would eliminate it and say, hey, we're going to help out these teams. We're going to start the Major League Baseball season the beginning of May.
Here's a text from Maine Wiggy, which says, people sit in the cold and rain all year long to watch Patriots games. Why can't the Red Sox fans do the same? Agree.
Well, because there's not 162 of them.
Bundle yourself up.
And how many do they really sit in the cold weather?
Huh?
Be honest. There's only 8 home games, sometimes 9. How many of those are really in the cold weather?
At least 2 or 3.
Okay, so you could deal with 2 or 3. The Red Sox, you could say, you could potentially have, depending on if you're playing in Baltimore, which is cold, and then you go from Baltimore to St. Louis, and then St. Louis to Boston.
So you're going to move the games. Alex Cora wants you to move the games to sunlight. And so then nobody who works can get there and go to a baseball game in April. It seems ridiculous.
But think about how many people went to that game.
What time is opening day?
Okay, that's a special thing, Curtis. It's always like that. But
this season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those 3 listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What's the toughest ticket of the whole season?
Because it's opening day and people take that day off. They're not going to take a random, you know, Wednesday. Like, let's use
Would
this
you
week.
Bring a client to Fenway, not in a suite, last night?
No.
No. Or even a couple nights ago when it was really cold.
Given the way we are with remote work and the way your phone has everything you need on it, if you get a call, you want to go where you can sit and enjoy. Opening day was gorgeous. You are far more likely to have a day like that in May than you are in April. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Like, it would be an offense to a client if it was 32 degrees and drizzling, and you're like, so what do you think about joining us for another year? Where the guy's got, a drenched hot dog before he sits down.
I don't know. It's been done that way forever. It didn't seem to be an issue for Yaz.
Curtis. Yeah, but does that mean it's right?
How many things have changed, Greg, since Yaz was manning left field?
I didn't see Yaz out there shivering with a full poopy schnizzle.
Poo shiesty.
A poo shiesty.
No, he just had a Marlboro Red in the sixth inning.
I didn't see Yaz with a long underwear on under his Red Sox.
Oh, I bet
weren't
he
they
did.
All like drinking during games, though? Yes. They had a liquor blanket.
Yeah. I bet he did have
a liquor blanket. They were fine.
They had moonshine. On the top of the eighth.
Yeah. They were a full the underneath old school pajama sets. Like, that was the normal thing to wear back then.
All right. Let's get to Courtney with what is trending, and then Hill Notes coming up after that.
Your home of the
Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox avoid a sweep. Trevor Story with a walk-off in the 10th to make it a 4-3 win, the final against Toronto. They now turn the page to the White Sox. 7:40 first pitch tonight with Sean Newcomb getting the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Bruins fell to Chicago 5-2. Morgan Geeky and Pasta had goals in the loss. Frozen Four saw Western Michigan beat Denver 4-3 and BU beat Penn State 3-1. The finals will be tomorrow at 7:30. And Justin Rose led the Masters after the first round at 7-under. Scottie Scheffler right behind him at 4-under. Where are we right now, Sean?
Not many people have teed off yet. Not really a change on the leaderboard just yet. Justin Rose, the leader, parred the first hole.
Still wet in Georgia?
No, it looks actually pretty nice out. It looks a little like misty because of the morning, but I mean, it looks nice overall.
All right. Celtics back in action tonight. They have the Hornets at home. Tip is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is out for this one. And the 2025 Patriots Hall of Fame class finalists are out. Julian Edelman, Logan Mankins, and Adam Vinatieri get the nod. Fans can now vote until April 30th.
And I got Bryson winning it.
Would love that.
And if I could bet everything I have, Justin Rose will not.
Oh, okay.
Cook, do not fall into the Justin Rose trap.
All right.
And Greg, how do you feel about a dome?
Could they putting a dome on Fenway?
Could they do that? Yeah.
I hate it.
Why?
Because it would change Fenway.
It's not. You
it's still Fenway, but you could do the dome.
Like a retractable?
Yeah. A retractable roof.
There's nothing better than Fenway Park. You walk up the steps and you're greeted by the skyline of the city of Boston. I don't want a dome over Fenway Park.
Oh, you do a clear one?
My lord, man, does anything matter to you tradition-wise?
I mean, Jesus, old head? It's how many? What buildings do you see from Fenway Park?
Oh, it's skyline. Pretty. It's really pretty, the skyline.
But you got to be way up there.
No, it's not.
Have you ever walked up the steps and looked? Do you see the Prue, the Hancock?
I thought you meant like you got to see downtown.
My lord. I've had it with the non-traditionalists.
Yeah, true. That was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. If you want to win free groceries and epic Boston sports and concert prizes, you can enter the Shaw's and Star Market Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. Just spend $50 or more and check your receipt for your entry code. It's that easy. Official rules at GrandSlamSummerSweeps.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, don't yell at me. I'm just the messenger. 37, cloudy, high 46, raining all weekend. Not going to get out of the 40s.
But, Curtis, north and west of the city, maybe 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow?
Yeah, call your airline if you're flying.
No, thank you.
Okay, don't call.
We don't want it.
Why?
Stop.
They did it back in the day.
It didn't snow. I mean, there was one blizzard in April when I was, in my 20s or whatever, but other than that, no. All right, Hill Notes next.